Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers, and guests, and hi to all of you who are listeners from near and far. Today is Thursday, 21st of May, and here in Orville is mostly sunny on 29 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast for today says very warm, with intervals of clouds and sunshine, a shower or thunderstorm in spot this afternoon, and cloudy and most of the time over the night. Temperatures ranging from low 27 to high 38, with heat index on 42 degrees Celsius. Maximum ultraviolet index will be on 10, which is extreme, but the possibility on precipitation is on 40%. So another hot and humid day ahead of us. Southerly winds at 18 km per hour with occasional gusts on 28 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 13%. From Unity Pavilion came an invitation to Sourcing Our Oneness. An invitation has gone out to Aurovillians, members AVIs of Sri Aurobindo Ashram, Sri Aurobindo Society, the Golden Chain Fraternity, World Union, Sri Aurobindo's Action, and all to those who are working for the fulfillment of the aims and ideals of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother to come together on Sunday, 31st of May, at Unity Pavilion at 9:30 for the full day, including lunch. But I'm asking us, since there is a limited seating, to register the latest 28 at 5 p.m. In collaboration with Mandala Pottery Gallery Square Circle Kala Kendra, Bharat News Pavilion of India International Zone presents Life in Art with Lakshma Gold, an interactive session today at 4:30 in Kala Kendra Audiovisual Room. Lakshma Gaud is a painter, printmaker, draftsman from Hyderabad. His simple images reflect an idyllic reality that is slowly being threatened by urbanization. The works recreate the rural landscape as if it's frozen in time. The color, innocence, simplicity, flora and fauna are indicative of the bucolic naivety. Humor, earthiness and vitality emerge as God transforms the character of his work. Man into goat, goat into woman, as a man and woman peer lustfully at each other. Gaud also explores man's connection to his environment. From men, women, goats, huts to vegetation, apart from Gaud's great narrative ability, the artist's remarkable skill and sophistication in handling his medium pencil or brush are evident. A master draftsman, Gaud is a versatile printmaker and painter and has worked in a variety of mediums, etching, gouache, pastel and grass painting. He is currently in Oroville at a brief residency at Mandala Pottery, and he will share with us a presentation of his life and art. But it's an interactive session. Resident Assembly Service is communicating on behalf of Lavenir, that we are invited to learn and give feedback about the residential zone development plan proposed by Lavenir. With an aim of creating a precise strategy for the future development of Orville, a detailed development plan was prepared, and it focuses on the residential zone, Sector 1 and 2, which will become the first part of the town where the development is carefully planned and consciously implemented. Subsequently, such detailed plan will be created and applied in the entire city. The detailed development plan is based on the master plan from 2004 and the Rogers and Jers model of the city from 1968. The detailed development plan of the residential zone builds on the notion written into the Lavenir's mandate in 2007, which includes the following aims. 50,000 Aurovillians residents populating target. 4 zones, residential, industrial, cultural and international. Matri Mandir with its 12 gardens and the Matri Mandir Lake. The crown at the city center. The lines of force giving the shape of the galaxy. About 50% of the city area to remain green. Detailed city planning and development based on the master plan in a spirit of experimentation and innovation and search for beauty. The document is pretty big and you can also read it on the PDF attached to today's news. And something about Active Residence Assembly, ARA. As Kira Joshi wrote, it is not a representative assembly, it is residence assembly and don't compromise on it. It is an assembly which looks after each and every individual resident. We have to arrive at that point where each individual resident is awake, he's alive, and he's very keen, as Sri Aurobindo says, to perfect himself and to aid and to be aided by others' perfection. This is the stage where we should reach, and the Residence Assembly is an instrument for springing into this. as long as individuals are simply put aside or simply taken up, sometimes forgetting their opinion, is it a mask, and it is very inadequate and very, very unsatisfactory from of service to the divine consciousness. That was his vision of Resident Assembly in 1999. So to establishing ARA follows the developing trend in Orville that the management of Orville affairs should not be left exclusively to the various working groups, but be shared widely with the community. So this trend is, for example, expressed in the concept of a resource person and silent listener in our participatory working group. So ARA is not another working group, which means it has no mandate. ARA is a group of committed residents dedicated to manifest the ideals of Orville and together carry the physical development of Orville. ARA has a commitment to an attitude shift towards responsible participation in alignment with the aims and ideals of Orville. One aim of this shift is to work toward agreement and harmony, which eventually will make divisive processes like voting obsolete. Meanwhile, enough Orvillians participating in ARA will ensure that we have a quorum of well-informed residents participating in the Resident Assembly decision-making events when it's needed. ARA is a space to access the community's collective intelligence to improve the process of solution finding. ARA members will study relevant documents and come well prepared before participating in the different discussions. For this, it is necessary that the working groups will provide a timely manner, full information, easy accessible. This is an important prerequisite for a well-functioning community process. ARA members are taking up a civic responsibility to care for the community, which follows from being an Orvillian. Follow the hollow inside you, deciding who you are. The sky is nearing familiar. On Friday 22nd, which is tomorrow, between 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., we are invited to Savitri Bhavan, especially those who are enthusiasts of Savitri, to join Adil at his installation of Transformation series to read a passage from Savitri. You're supposed to come with your favorite passage from the Savitri, get comfortable among the freestanding painted panels of Transformation series of Adil, and read out the passage that works for you for that moment in time. Or you might come also unprepared, just open the book and see what manifests. For more information, you can call Adil on 944-302-9539. And here's also an invitation for an informal outdoor painting session taking place at Solitude Farm on 30th of May between 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. But on this session, you should bring your own material. For more information, you can call Satya on 948614-5072. Kanban youth team from Edanchavadi, they are happy to inform us that they have brought back the bus service to and from Pondicherry bus stand through Edanchavadi to Orville Visitor Center. The bus service was functioning about 20 years back but was stopped for various reasons. So we are grateful to the collector, Vilupuram District, to Tamil Nadu Transport Corporation, to Pondicherry Transport Corporation, to the Tahilas Tahsildar from Anur, to the inspector of police from Orville for granting us this service once again. So the bus will run 3 times daily, 7 days a week, and it's between 7 to 9 rupees per trip. In the morning at 7:30 from Pondicherry bus stand and 8:15 from Visitor Center Orville, at 1:30 in the afternoon from Pondicherry and at 2:15 from Visitor Center, at 4:30 from Pondicherry and at 5:15 from Visitor Center. Kanban youth team hope that this affordable form of transformation will benefit all from this region while simultaneously encouraging public transport, which is more environmentally consciousness. But they would also like to inform us that they are happy that they're working close with Youth Action Group from Orville. And summer, of course, more closed things. The Orville Bakery and Bakery Cafe will be closed on 29th and 30th of May for repair work and for yearly maintenance work. They will reopen on 1st of June. During the summer, Foodling and Farm Group office will be open only in the mornings from Monday to Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're supposed to collect our meal before 12:30. And they're also saying they have a lot of good watermelons at 28-30 rupees per kg and also papayas at 25 rupees per kg. And here's the word from us, because we have been graced with rain in May. The miracle flower bloom and the mangoes, cashew and mungus are fruiting and it's always calm. Overall, the progress has been very positive at the radio, and we are grateful to the many volunteers, supporters and donors for their support and help. The improvement of the working space gives us the ability to focus on improving other aspects of radio. So we are including several regular contributors to our program, and please contact us if you have any comments or suggestions to improve the content. The Art Media Lab and Communication School project is slowly shaping itself. At present, Ruben is providing basic introduction on live sound production in Kalabumi from 4 to 5 p.m. every Saturday, and further exploring a partnership with an existing educational institution, IOT, to provide certified courses in sound engineering. This week we will take further steps regarding the FM license application requests. Some might argue that radio is an aging technology and shouldn't be revived, but in rural hinterlands and communities is the most needed. More than 70% of the Indian population live in villages, and a vast majority of them have little to no connectivity to internet, electricity or telephone lines, making radio the only feasible medium for mass communication. As usual, we are also looking for people who are interested in the field of journalism and sound production to join the team, as well as a photographer to share images of our daily life in our social media network, and a software developer familiar with mobile apps. And let us conclude with the movies. At Ecofilm Club in Sedano Forest, tomorrow they will screen at 7 p.m. March of the Penguins, made in 2005 and directed by Luc Jacquet. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, still art music series, so tonight we will see The Art of the Still, made in USA in 2009 by director Donald Gott, and it's a documentary. On Saturday they will screen drama, art music, Museum Hours, made in Austria in 2012 by director Jem Cohen. At Chiller's Film on Sunday 24th at 4:30 p.m. drama Family Dolphin Tale, made in USA in 2011 by director Charles Martin Smith. And later on at Billy Wilder Film Festival at Cine Club at 8 p.m. film noir Ace in the Hole, made in USA in 1951 by director, of course, Billy Wilder. And the mother wrote, "Human beings are capable of withdrawing from the divine, and they often do it. But for the divine to withdraw from human beings, that is an impossibility." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on allofyourradio.org.